I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for a large portion of Siouxland until 8 o'clock tonight. Heat index values will range from 95 to 105 in most areas. Officials with the Weather Service in Sioux Falls say, similar to yesterday, hot and humid conditions will be occurring, and they advise people to drink plenty of water and stay out of the sun if possible. Investigators say two of three motorcycle drivers involved in a three-bike crash last week were killed in the collision, and another hospitalized with serious injuries. The crash happened Friday night on a county road south of Storm Lake. The Iowa State Patrol says a motorcycle made a U-turn into the path of two other motorcyclists. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Iowa have remained below 100 for the last 2 months, but they've been trending upwards in recent days. One expert is concerned hospitalizations could further increase if Iowans do not get vaccinated. Layla Best is an infectious disease specialist with Unity Point. She says she's concerned because vaccination rates have plateaued and the highly transmittable Delta variant is circulating.
We need to understand that the more vaccines in arms, the less transmission of the virus among the community, and therefore the less risk of more mutations.
Best says more than 90% of admissions are unvaccinated people. The rest of those hospitalized have compromised immune systems. About 60% of adult Iowans have been fully vaccinated. The Iowa Department of Public Health says starting on July 7th, it will slow down the number of updates posted on the state coronavirus website. The state agency plans to shut down the site altogether later this summer and move weekly updates to the health department's website instead. The positivity rate in Woodbury County is 3% with 11 new cases added in 7 days. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.